And I'm back, despite it being like half an hour later, but I'm back. So, continue to talk about retro gaming. I keep encouraging Philip to get to try and fix the 3DO. I mean, he says he's never fixed anything beyond, you know, a NES controller. But to be honest with you, 90s game systems, especially prior to 1995, game systems are dead easy to fix. I mean, it doesn't take rocket science. I mean, look, I'm not an electronics major. I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing with that stuff, but I can fix retro game systems because there's only so much that can go wrong. I think anything after, I would say, a PlayStation 1 and a Sega Saturn, I would consider that a bit more difficult. But anything before then, like a Jaguar or anything like that, you know, I would consider that different. But I don't know. It's not difficult to fix. I'm really trying to encourage him to try to fix it because, I mean, you don't have to spend an arm and a leg for games. I mean, you can buy games for under $10, or if you want to be like me, you can burn them, because I see absolutely nothing wrong with burning games made for a system that is over 15 years old, because the developers are not profiting on those games. You're not supporting the developer at that point. Not at all. For half of the developers are probably don't even exist anymore, have been gobbled up, you know, by fucking, by other, you know, gaming tycoons, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, you could just burn the games. I mean, most of my Sega CD games are burned, I'll be honest. Because, on the other hand, is Hideo Kojima getting anything out of that $500 that people are charging for Snatcher on eBay? No. They're not paying him any residuals. They're not paying any of the other developers any residuals. I mean, come on, let's be honest here, okay? He's not getting money for that. And neither is anybody else for those games. And there's no virtual console for those games either. So, I mean, fuck it. Who cares? And the same with 3DO. The 3DO has no copy protection on it whatsoever. And you can just as easily ISO those games. It's not hard. I mean, it's really, really not hard. You just need a stack of 50. I suggest using the Maxell CDR, black CDRs. The ones that have the black coating on the bottom, like PlayStation 1 games. I suggest using those. Especially when I burned my original Sega CD games. Burned the ones that I already owned, like my Final Fight and my WWF Rage in the Cage. Those games will in turn load a lot faster than they do on the original games, trust me. So there's a secondary purpose to that. How much time do I have left here? 2 more minutes. So anyways, I was looking at my Sega Saturn, which I'm going to bring to work tomorrow. I'm going to try to refurb because I bought it back in 2003 at a garage sale. I played it once or twice only. It came with Panzer Dragoon and Panzer Dragoon 2. Or Zwei, as you Americans would say. You know, I'm going to do a whole separate audio boo when I get home about the weirdo here at work. Anyways, back to Saturn. So I was thinking about modding the Saturn, not just refurbing it, but modifying it to play backups, because I'm having trouble finding the games that I really want for it. I own a few of them, you know, myself, and which I've played. The thing is, though, again, I've only played the Saturn like once or twice, and no, more than twice, actually. When I got Street Fighter Alpha 2, and those two, I have two intact joysticks for it, so because the controllers were in pretty bad shape, and I still got to take those apart too and try to fix them. But anyways, so those joysticks are pretty cool that I have. They were brand new when I bought them, and it came with Street Fighter Alpha 2, and I paid $30 from Florida for them back in 2005. So that was a steal. And I gotta cut it short here. So anyways, I'm gonna bring my Saturn tomorrow, take some pictures of it. I'm gonna take it apart and clean it. And I'm gonna see which model is, and based on what model it is, I'll be ordering a matcha. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. And until then, doodles.